you're here. Fellowship's real, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, January 2nd, 2018. Woohoo!
It's exciting.
Very exciting. Those of you that were tuned in yesterday that were awake at 7:30 in the morning after maybe being up late. I don't know if you were partying or just celebrating or welcoming in the new year, but Joey Kroll gave a little devotional thought. And today and tomorrow, Lord willing, we'll have Marianne in the studio as we talk about this new year, our Prime Lifetimes January 2018 edition that is out. It's the third month that we've overseen the production and
we're
development.
Still alive.
And we lived to tell.
Yes, we did.
So a lot of exciting things happening. In fact, we're in the midst of putting together a newsletter. We haven't done that in a year or two, but it'll go out with all the letters of those that gave a gift in 2017 and contacted us. So whether they gave or whether you gave through PayPal or you called in a donation or you wrote us, we'll be sending that newsletter in the end of year, kind of summary giving that you use for your taxes. So it's been exciting. And Marianne, I think you emailed me back because I wanted you in the loop on all this.
Yeah.
And you put, wow, exciting or something.
Yeah, it is.
There's going to be 8 themes or God sighting stories with photographs, and we're really excited on how we're going to put it together. So expect that in the coming days if you've contacted us throughout 2017. And maybe you're new to the radio ministry, or you'll say, hey, I haven't gotten in touch with you guys in a few years. Well, call us and we'll include you in this mailing. It's going to go out in first class mail. So it's not like the old days when we did these bulk mailings that went to 8,000 or 10,000 of our listeners. Mm. This is going to a select group. We're trying to be good stewards of our resources, and this being with the end of year giving donation letter, which would go out in first class, we have like a half an ounce to include extra things.
Yeah.
We want to send that out in the next few weeks. So,
well, on behalf of all the staff, I just want to say thank you to everybody that gave in 2017. Yes. Those $25, $15, $50, that bread and butter every month, that's the groundwork.
Yeah, it's in fact, we celebrate that in this newsletter, and we celebrate it just through all of you that have given in various ways, through your prayer support, your volunteer efforts, attending various events, and we'll have more about some of the upcoming events even in this month, but I want to cover a few things, Marianne, and then we're going to get into our January edition. It's a fun one. It's the maximum number of pages thus far for us. We're up to 24 pages.
I know, it's amazing. We started at 16.
Yeah, started
at 16.
We're moving
fast.
We are growing.
And we can't keep up with ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. So we've been turning around and seeing ourselves following our...
Anyways,
it's been crazy. All crazy good. Newsletters going out. Oh, you were helping me, and we got off the phone yesterday with Jason covering. We did have to work on New Year's Day. No dull moments. Karen says, our whole household says, Mark doesn't know about a holiday. You know, it's the jewel days. I had to work every holiday, so the tendency is I work, and then everyone else kind of feels like they're supposed to work, too.
Funny how you kept that going.
Yeah, no,
jewel.
I haven't learned. But we were working on the final CD jacket for It's a Wonderful Life yesterday with Jason, and that is now at the press, if you will, and we hope within a couple of weeks to have them mailed to us so we can give them out to those of you that gave year-end gifts requesting the CD, or for that matter, you can request one today and send it a little donation to help us with the cost of producing it. Or if you pick it up at the Great News Radio Center, we save the $3 or $4, $4 or $5, whatever, to mail it to you. But we'll have those in a couple weeks, and we're very pleased by how the broadcast turned out and the feedback that we've received, and just the affirmation that it was a very good thing to broadcast and helped a lot of people and encouraged them. And I know the cast, I was telling you stories, Marianne, yesterday about just some of the people that were a part of the cast that really got touched through rubbing shoulders with other cast members and the prayer time and just the theme of the story and how people's prayers were answered and just some really neat things. So we're thankful to God for that.
I think that anything turned over to God, He just multiplies it,
it all
like the fish
out
and the loaves.
How about the January edition of Prime Life Times. I know you put in a lot of extra hours.
Yes,
there was a lot of new content contributors, different ads, different features, different formats, just to put it all together. We even tested a new font just to see how that would read.
I like it.
I don't know if she did it to all the stories.
Hasn't told me yet, but I know I can see that she did on some.
Yeah.
It's very clear.
Yeah. So if you've picked up your edition, the Prime Life Times, then pull it out and we'll walk it through with you. I think there's still a few locations because of the snow and the temperatures, and we have 100-plus locations that have to be served, including, I don't know, like the Texas Roadhouse. I dropped off some there the other day. But you can find out specifically where you can pick up your free edition at primelifetimes.com. That's primelifetimes.com, and maybe we'll include a new location in your area. But for now, we're just trying to manage the 100-plus various locations, and we'll get them all stocked in the next few days. We have new stands coming, I think, next week. They're going to be red.
Oh, I like that.
And they'll be a little smaller, so our paper will fit perfectly in there. And we have new signing being developed that's at the printer now, and a lot of neat things happening. But this Prime Life Times, it was received so well in November and December.
It was.
And we can't wait to see how God will continue to use it with the additional stories that we're adding. And I know you wrote, what, two or three this time?
Two. I had this idea, though, I have to say. I haven't run this by you, so... What if people, like, went to the store where they know where the paper is, and they said to the manager or the customer service desk, oh, I like it that you have the Prime Life Times in your store. That kind of make the store manager go, hey, people are liking this.
Great idea. Great idea. Yeah. In fact, when we were at the Texas Roadhouse the other day and I said, hey, I brought in, or Holly actually initially dropped off 50 copies. I said, where are they? And he said, oh, they're all given out. And I'm like, really? You went through 50 in like 6 days? And so I brought in a big batch of 100. Or no, 75. Our bundles this time were 75. And he said, no, put them right over there. So right as you go in the door of the Texas Roadhouse, they're right there on the right.
Well, January paper went on the stands in some places December 31st.
Yes.
And I went to the store, and they were half gone, like 2 days later.
Wow. Yeah, so if you can help us encourage that business, that owner, that shop, that service provider, if you see the Prime Life Times there and you enjoy reading it because of them allowing us to be accessible in their location, that you can pick it up for free, let them know that you appreciate that. And that'll go a long way towards us building that relationship into the future. So I love this front cover, and we're wishing you a happy new year. Now we're day two already. This is going to be clicking away, and we're going to be like, it's already March, and we're going to be talking spring, and then, don't you know, when's summer vacation, and back into the holidays.
Okay, I just have to say this.
Slow down.
I went to Barnes & Noble, and I love Barnes & Noble, but I went there on December 31st to get a different present for someone and to exchange it. And the Valentine's Day things were out.
Oh, gosh.
I just thought this is the most surreal moment.
Valentine's, wow.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the paper.
So we're going to be fit in 2018. I told my mom, we called her up the other day, not about being fit, but I said 2018 is going to be the best year ever.
Oh, and I said that too. I believe it.
I think so. I think with this radio ministry, I think personally, I just anticipate God doing not only some unique and new things, but hopefully growing me up in other areas. And I'm just excited as we anticipate the different ways he's using this radio ministry. And I think writing that newsletter where I had those 8 categories and had different things and themes about them and then photographs to attach, I just like, Lord, I can't wait to see what you're going to do in this next new year. And I think he's just, you know, how... You know, you launch something and then you launch something else. And then exponentially, then things just kind of grow and there's offsets and other growth. And
it does something.
That's what I think is going to happen this year, everyone. So that makes sense to you.
Whatever that word means, that's going to happen, folks. Yeah.
So it's going to be a great year. Yeah, my mom kept saying, it's going to be a wonderful year. I said,
a
best ever year, best ever. And she goes, I like that even better.
Oh, that's nice.
So anyway, here we are looking at the first of 20. 24 pages. Yes,
I know.
If you listened to us 2 months back, it was only 16 pages.
I know,
pages,
we started
so.
There.
Gosh, it takes you a while to go through all these stories and all the pictures, but in our next 15 minutes or next 13 minutes, let's cover some of the things. And then you also had mentioned before the broadcast that there were some unique people or content contributors or other things going on.
I just wanted to say that I was at a book fair in the fall, my daughter and I, over in the Danville Public Library, and met a lady named Judy Doden, and she's from Hoopston. And she has written a Christmas book called Keys to Her Future. It's fiction, and I just downloaded it last night at 2 in the morning. Anyway, and
now, Keys to Her Future?
Yeah, Keys to Her Future. And I just want to put a plug for her. She's a local author, and I think it's really cool that she has written this very nice book. So thank you, Judy.
Maybe a new listener to the radio ministry?
Yeah, maybe.
All right. So what piqued your interest as we put this January edition together?
Well, goodness, that's a great question.
The Fit and Fabulous, Fierce and Over 50?
Yeah, I enjoyed
great
all
photograph.
Of it.
Great photograph. A lot of good colors on this paper. And I like, as you look at the front page, there's the one and only Papa Dells and then the Lifestyles, America's New Old Hero.
Davy
see page
Crockett.
9.
I can't wait to read about that. Okay, to read it. Okay, Fit, Fabulous, Fierce, and Over 50. That's by Tammy Tunnell, and she is a coach, a life coach. And her,
as are you.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. And it's either her sister or sister-in-law was down at the Christmas event place that with all the little miniatures you had everybody
oh,
go
yeah,
to.
Oh, yeah, the wonderful, oh, I was going to say Wonderful
no,
Life. No, that's the CD.
It's the International.
The Winter Wonderland.
See, we have so many projects going.
They're all blurring together. It was called the Winter Wonderland.
Yes, Winter Wonderland. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so you met her down there?
Yeah. Well, her sister. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So she has a nice article here talking all about the things that we all talk about in January.
Yeah, maintaining
drinking
a healthy
water.
Weight.
Yeah, it's a good article. Yeah.
Yeah. Get enough sleep. Any testimonies
stress.
Here?
Yeah.
Lack thereof.
Oh my goodness! New Year's Eve. We were
reduce
up
stress.
So
yeah, I think
late.
I think we're doing the opposite. Increasing stress. Not getting enough sleep. At least we both can maybe pass on the tobacco and the tobacco products.
We got that nailed. Yeah. We're done with that. Not that we started.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eat healthily. Stay active. Challenge your mind. Bill Gingold would like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a good article. And then this next one, warning your wardrobe could be hazardous to your health.
Yeah, that caught my attention.
Yeah, I asked Rob Seidenberg to read that. And he's like, oh, I don't think I'm like, what's the word, qualified. He says, I just put on the same old, you know, flannel shirt.
Yeah, his wardrobe could be hazardous to your health.
No, she's talking about how it makes you feel.
Okay.
You know, oh, yeah, Mark. Yeah. You're up here.
Yeah.
He was like,
I just want to feel comfortable and warm.
Yeah. You look warm this morning. Yeah, it was cold. Yeah. So, yeah, that's a good article, too.
Oh, that's the front page of this month's edition of the Prime Life Times. It's stated as Volume 6. Issue 1, but it's actually our third edition.
Yeah.
The Prime Life Times has been around since 1990, so 27 years in the making. And we again thank Bill Gingold and his wife Phyllis. Mm. They were the creators of this many years ago as they wanted to reach the active senior or those 50 and older to encourage them to be positive in their living and in their development to continue to be engaged in life and informative through means like this newspaper or the newsletter that they originally were sending out. So we appreciate they donated this paper, the Prime Life Times, to Great News Radio, and so we continue to oversee it. And Marianne is the editor-in-chief, and so we've developed a whole team to put this together each and every month. And we're always looking for content contributors, those that are qualified to tell a story or to feature an interview. Or we have various categories that you can find out how to be a content contributor at primelifetimes.com. PrimeLifeTimes.com, and we're always looking for spotters.
Is it .org? I thought it was .org. Is it .org?
No, .com.
Okay, .com. Sorry about that.
You can go to .org, too. I think I purchased .org, .com, .net,
okay,
just
great.
To make sure in case they typed it in wrong. But PrimeLifeTimes.com. And then we're also always looking for spotters. So if you ever see one of our stands somewhere where it's empty, We're in the process over the next 3 weeks. Herb will be traveling the countryside, the highways and the byways, attaching these signs that basically tell people to call us if it's empty.
Sounds like an old country song. the highways, the byways. Kentucky roads.
With my dog and my pickup truck.
In the rain in Kentucky roads. That's Elvis.
So anyways, if you want to be one of those spotters that can make sure that we always have papers in various locations, we'll figure out where you live and tell you some of the locations nearby. Or you can go to the website and say, hey, I live in Danville and the Big R or this restaurant is nearby. I'll keep an eye on it. That would just help us keep these filled and replenished and serving those of you that like to pick up the Prime Life Times for free. And then there's also, if you want it mailed to your house, you can subscribe. We have, I think I have about 20 people that we mail this out monthly to now. You can subscribe at primelifetimes.com. There is a $20 fee, and that's basically just to pay for the postage and the envelope to put it in to mail it to you. So
for the year, right?
For the whole year, for 12 editions.
That's not bad.
So $20, and it gets mailed right to your home, and I think you'll really enjoy the articles as we enjoy putting them together. So that was page one. And there's MedServe, a nice full-page ad. We appreciate the advertisers that allow us to offer this to you free of charge and not to be a drain on the radio ministry. It's self-sustaining. It's through the advertisements.
That was important to you.
Yeah, I didn't want the ministry funds, even though it's a worthwhile project and we have some great stories in here. We want it to be self-supporting, self-sustaining. And so we appreciate the advertisers like MedServe, Equipment Corp, that saw fit to get a full-page ad actually all year long. So
that's great.
That's 12 editions that they will be paying for a full page. So, woohoo! Appreciate that. And I look right on that second page, Papa Del's Pizza.
I want some.
Yeah, you
I
had
always
some
want
too.
Pizza. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you wrote a story. You lived to tell.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Many times I have, well, I've only written one story, but I've lived to tell a lot.
Yeah.
Anna wrote this next article on page three. How do you say her last name, Mark? You know, you met her.
Yeah, she and her associate, Cece, helped provide the desserts for the international gathering that we had, like 120 international students here. In fact, there's a picture of that group on a later page, but she's German, so it's like...
Schopf. We should find that out.
We'll have her in sometime.
She contributed a nice article.
Yes, on winterizing tips for a comfy home. She's a State Farm rep right here in Urbana. Yeah, just appreciate her advertisement and then writing this nice article on tips to make your home more comfy during the wintertime. And Papa Del's Pizza. Oh, yeah, I might have to go over there at some point. Stop in soon, sooner than later.
Wow.
All right, into page three?
Yeah, yes.
What do we have going on here?
Well, we've got Kathleen's article.
Page four.
My word, Mark. So can Kathleen read her article at some point, you think?
Oh, yeah. You probably appreciated her voice last week as she did a little narration on the book Lessons Learned, Little Lessons Learned from It's a Wonderful Life. We'll have her maybe back in here. She has a nice article from generation to generation.
It is a really nice article.
She told me about the time fear became a part of our lives.
This is about some Jewish people that lived in Casablanca. Mm-hmm. And it's just a really interesting article. So I hope that we can have her read it.
Okay, we'll get her in here.
Okay.
Moving on to page five.
Wellness. Easy ways to cut back on sugar.
Oh, are there easy ways?
Can I just move this Coca-Cola? You got me aside.
Yeah, have me another candy bar, will you?
Well, what people can't see about the Coke and the candy, whatever.
So let's see. Okay, turning another page. The old-fashioned newspaper.
Don't you tear my paper, Mark.
Yeah, this is the old-fashioned newspaper. Those of you that just read your news online, we recommend a Prime Life Times edition to bring you back to sanity. You know, the old-fashioned way where
something
you can
to
touch
hand.
The paper and read it and see the color and turn the page. And there's your article on delicious destinations. I don't know if you'd have enough time to read that today. Maybe tomorrow you can read this article and then the one that you wrote, or one on Davy Crockett. Okay, that was submitted to us.
Oh, yeah. I could talk a whole program about Davy Crockett. I was born across from the site where Davy Crockett's grandparents were massacred by the Creek and Cherokee Indians. It was like 4 yards from my house. And my mother was born on Cherokee land, so it's a big situation for us.
Okay. Well, we'll come back to that maybe tomorrow. We have People and Places. Sicily. Have you ever been to Sicily?
I have not. Have you?
Oh, no.
No.
Pearl of the Mediterranean.
Sounds gorgeous.
Packed into an area about 1/6 the size of Illinois. Oh, I'm glad they put that in.
Yeah.
1/6 the size of Illinois. Sicily offers variety equal to that found on some entire continents.
And I guess that it's common knowledge that Sicily is, the nickname is God's Kitchen, because there's so much creative and fabulous food that can be grown there. Good food.
Have to come back to that sometime.
Okay, do you know, we're going to the next page, which is page 8. I do not know anything about this game, Mahjong. Do you?
No, not
okay.
at all.
Well, apparently it's extremely popular.
Hey, I'm still working on that Sudoku or whatever.
Trying to get up to speed
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah. So is it Mahjong,
I think.
Mahjong.
Oh, dear, let's not say it too many times, because everybody out there who knows what this is going to be going, putting their head
in
their hands.
Yeah, it looks kind of like a domino, Scrabble.
Well, it's something you throw onto the table, because it says here, hold on.
Keep your brain functioning sharp.
Yeah, it says that.
Playing bridge is one such game. Often forgotten is Mahjong.
It's not a card game. Involves something about
tiles. A little luck and a lot of mental power.
And you throw it onto the table somehow.
Well, I see them. They have them stacked up like Scrabble, where you organize letters or symbols or something.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure. But then they show a number of these little tiles in a pile in the middle, kind of spread out.
It says it's a game developed during the Qing Dynasty in China. A centuries-old game is alive and played seriously by people all over, including many in Champaign-Urbana, Savoy, and surrounding areas.
The Illinois Club, www.theillinoisclub.org, has a special interest. Okay. Well, you can find out more there.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to find out much more from being marked.
Yeah, but that's why you need to get out
to
and
get
your
paper.
Own edition of the Prime Life Times. That's primelifetimes.com, and you can find out a location near you where you can pick it up and enjoy it. It's for free, but we do encourage those of you that maybe can't get out or want to have it regularly sent to your mailbox, you can subscribe at primelifetimes.com, or you can call it in, and Karen would take your information down, and we'll be happy to mail that out in the next day or two. We'll address it right to your home address. Or maybe you want to sponsor a friend or a loved one that you think would really appreciate this. I know we have some going to Texas, Arizona.
Wow.
And a couple other states, past radio listeners,
yeah.
A couple that I mailed on to them to keep them up to date with what's going on here in our radio listening family. But if you want to subscribe or subscribe someone, it is a $20 cost, and that's for a full year, and that's basically for the postage and handling. Just contact us, 217-367-7777, or stop by primelifetimes.com. You'll see the subscription button, and then there's a little woo-foo form you fill out, and we'll take it from there.
I can't believe you said woo-foo.
Yeah, woo-foo.
So early in the year. Woo! I'm waiting for the day that you say woo-hoo, woo-foo.
Yeah, woo-hoo.
You know how you say woo-hoo a lot.
Yeah, I write that on. That's like, yeah, whenever I have exciting news. Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
All right, everyone.
Wow, we need to sleep more days before.
Maybe by tomorrow we'll be a little more coherent and easier to understand.
So we will be very serious tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day, night, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.